Funnel Fellas got a video from Cosmicverse. Let's get into it.
As are also not sh-
Why have men become princesses? Please explain.
Date the guy that you think he may be boring.
I hate my kids. I hate myself.
Men today aren't allowed to have preferences. They just shame you for stating them.
Not only do so many men not care to date a single mom.
So it happened again. I had a date cancel on me and we were supposed to go out for dinner tonight as a single mom.
So if you're a single mom, don't let anybody make you feel bad about this.
What exactly would they gain from picking up the load that another man left behind?
Nothing.
Kindly subscribe to the channel as it is our sole form of support. Thank you.
Guys will really be like, I care about you. Just not in the way where I would care if I never saw you or spoke to you literally ever again. So I care.
I had no idea there was such a disdain for single moms up until this post. And I'm really perplexed by this because single moms are where it's at. We have an unlimited supply of snacks, juice boxes, water bottles, baby wipes, because you never know when you're going to spill shit.
Right.
I can whip up the most elaborate meal on the f***ing planet with the most random ass shit that I've got in the pantry just to fill your belly. So I don't know what kind of f***ing weird ass trauma that you have against single moms, but I can tell you, you're f***ing missing out, bro.
Is that what you think we want? Juice boxes and snacks? Single moms are nothing but baggage and trauma. Get a clue. The order goes: her, her kids, her family, her friends, the dog, the cat, then you. I'll just cook my own food and miss the headaches. Why in God's name would I want to help raise someone else's kid?
DoorDash still delivering if I can't cook, by the way.
And deal with the dad. Wrong, wrong, wrong. I married a single mum, and it was by far the worst decision I ever made. All she wanted was my resources. It's not a disdain at all. Most of us have dated single mums and been left in the dust over and over, regardless of snacks and meals.
Talk to me.
It's not necessarily disdain that drives men to avoid dating single mothers. Rather, it's often a matter of personal preference. It's like asking a recently divorced man why he wouldn't consider marriage again after losing everything. These men have had negative experiences in the past.
Some of these single mothers don't realize that men don't hate you. It's not a preference if I don't want to go straight into a relationship having a kid if I don't have any kids of my own. Now, if you're a single dad and that's your thing, or even if you're a single dude that don't mind that, fine. But just because a dude doesn't want to date you doesn't mean that he has disdain for you or he despises you. You know that.
Leading them to steer clear of dating single mothers altogether.
So I just seen a post that said single moms be having all these standards and they baby daddy meets none of them. Like, of course, he was the lesson. Now she knows what to look for in a man and what not to look for. She stood on business and she moved on. Next subject.
If these women really learned their lessons, they wouldn't be having three baby daddies. As a man, it is very important to compare what a woman say versus what her actions shows.
Listen, most people are intimate. They're active even before they have a child. Most people. There's going to be some times, in my opinion, that you're going to run across a dude even before you get to that problem, that lesson, that situation. So why didn't you stand on business then before you had a child, before you got yourself in that position? I think is what most men be asking. Why not then?
You will come to find out most of the time they are completely different.
The best relationship advice I've ever received is this. The excuses. The only thing keeping him from being with you is the fact that he doesn't really want to be with you.
You're probably confused. This woman was supposed to go on a date as a single mother, but the date got cancelled. So she made this video to express her sadness.
Okay, so the best thing about dating as a single mom is that it automatically filters out the worst men on planet Earth.
Interesting.
Men who would never date a single mom.
So your ex was 19 years old. Mm. I have heard of the Joe Rogan podcast, yes. No, you're absolutely entitled to call your ex a bitch. That is a great deal on a timeshare in Miami. I am a single mom. Oh, you're leaving? No.
It costs $280,000 to raise one child and another $200,000 to educate them. A man who chooses you chooses the economics. Or not. It's just reality. Dating single mums is hard. I don't care what any of you single mums say. Does it really make me a bad person if I don't want the responsibility of being a stepdad? Why would you say men who won't date a single mom are the worst? There are women who won't date a single dad. Single mums are the worst, like buying a used car with a busted chassis. Why is a man considered the worst man on planet Earth? Because he doesn't want to add to another man's collection. A single mother only demonstrates the ability to choose her mates poorly. Another man shouldn't come into that relation and bear responsibility for that. There's no benefits in it for him.
When I hear about people having kids at my age, and I'm just like, I just don't want to be a teen mom. It's not for me, despite being 29 years old. Mentally, I'm 13, so.
You need help.
Real quick reminder for the moms out there surrounded by children who haven't left the house in days or weeks on end. There is a reason that solitary confinement is used as one of the worst punishments for people all over the world. Because it works.
My fucking turn. Men, would you rather be stuck in a desert for 60 days with nothing but a dog, or be stuck in that same desert with a woman? You let me know.
Takes less resources, useful, doesn't yap, loves me unconditionally. Doggo. This was tutorial difficulty, decision. Dog, he can hunt food, is cute, protects me, needs less food, water runs faster, is brave, actually loves me, won't complain about all things. Majority of the men said they would choose the dog. Some of them said they would choose the woman because they don't want the dog to suffer at her hands.
I will never understand why people are so quick to assume that when they see a single mother that she got left. Like, do you not know that we did a dash? We took off and we escaped. We ski our way out of that motherfucking relationship. What you talking about?
Women wouldn't have to be doing no running if they chose better partners to procreate with. I just keep wondering what happened to that female intuition they're so proud of. Why do they ignore the guys that would treat them better and pick the guys that would break their hearts? It doesn't make sense.
So if you're a single mom, don't let anybody make you feel bad about the standards that you set or the decisions that you make regarding the company that you keep. Don't let anyone make you feel worthless. Don't let anyone make you feel like when you set a boundary or a standard that you're asking for too much. You're doing exactly what you need to be doing, boo. Whether you're a single mom who's never been married or you're a single mom as a product of a divorce.
She's already talking silly. Don't let somebody shame you for the company that you keep. What if a man was keeping the wrong type of company? What if a criminal was keeping the wrong type of company? You know where it lands that criminal? In jail, where they should be, because they're hanging around people when they get out of jail that they should not be. That's why you put a criminal on parole, because you're looking to see if they're going to do the wrong thing again. And a lot of you modern women don't know that you're actually on parole. You've left one situation with the Chad and Tyrone, and men, good men, are sitting up here looking at you to see if you're going to make that same mistake again. And surprise, a lot of you modern women are repeat offenders. You continue to do the same thing over and over again, and you never learn from your mistakes. And finally, when you're in your 50s and your 60s, when it's too late to really do anything, Now you're saying you had a change of heart. So yes, a lot of men are going to say, you're hanging out with somebody that's single perpetually. They always talking about shaking this, doing that. Don't worry about what he say. We're going to leave that alone. You can be single by yourself. Make your own silly decisions by yourself. Pass.
You have the right to ask for what you feel that you deserve. And don't compromise on that. Because Pass. People who want you to compromise on that want to take advantage of you. See, I'm a Pass. Single mom, and people try to make us feel low. People try to make us feel like we're the bottom of the barrel. Like we have to take scraps because we've birthed a child. And literally have created life to progress our society. No, boo. You are the prize. That's so corny. But you are. And if someone doesn't want to see your worth or your value, you don't need them in your life. Remember that. Okay?
Go back to the father and stop the cap.
Stop.
You have a right to make your standards. Doesn't mean anyone has to obey them. Yeah, the world don't work that way. Your child is valuable to you and you alone. Stay with the one you procreated with. It's simple as that. You have the right to have standards. However, having a child disqualifies you from men who have standards. No one has an issue with single mothers setting up boundaries or standards for themselves.
What you need to do.
The issue is, why didn't these women set up those boundaries before they got pregnant by those guys? They only come up with these boundaries for the next man that's coming into their lives so he can raise a child that's not even his.
Having boundaries and not even enforcing them. Having these boundaries and not even enforcing them. But then, you know what? Once again, we see another woman talking about how she wants to do this and how she wants to do that. You've already done something and you have the proof in a child. And then the next man has to follow a certain way of, well, I've changed. I've gotten better. I've grown. Great. Fantastic. But men want you to be consistent. How come you didn't have those standards for that man? Well, I just felt like this and he told me this and he talked to me. Once again, wanting a man, when you do whatever you do out there, to continue consistently, be a man, overlook all the stuff that I'm doing. I'm acting crazy. I'm just going to do whatever I want. I'm going to go out with whoever I want. I'm going to dance with whoever I want. I'm going to touch whoever I want. I'm going to show whatever I want. And the result of that is going to be my business. My money is my money. Your money is my money. But you be consistent. You be a provider. You be a protector, regardless of what comes your way. Regardless if I give you the energy back. Excuse me. Regardless if I give you anything back, I might give you something. But you keep on doing what you're doing. No, ma'am. You can keep your standards to yourself. You can keep whatever you think is going on to yourself. Just because you do a close up and all those little cool editing tricks, it's not going to come across a man as anything that he's going to want. He don't care. I'm not going to shame you for what you want. I'm just saying a lot of women, once again, want the consistency of a man without being consistent themselves. Well, I let him do it. I let him come in here. I let him have this. But when another man come along and that's the one that you actually should have been looking at, all of a sudden now he got to jump through hoops. All of a sudden now he got to meet this person and that person and the whole family before you want to do anything. Consistency. Y'all got to have consistency if you want to get a man that's on the level that you want him. You can't be doing whatever you want out here and expect that man to continue. I'm just going to keep on doing whatever I was doing and I'm going to stay with you. No, I'm going to find a woman on my level because you don't realize that you're not on his level with your erratic behavior.
It doesn't make sense that a man has to come into a pre-built family and be expected to play that father role and be a leader when those same expectations didn't apply to the biological father. These women have already given up their womb before a ring. A man shouldn't give up his wallet to a pre-built family.
You're just giving them the best life they've had in years. They're out, they're enjoying themselves, they're laughing, and they're discovering something new, and their ex-husband or ex-boyfriend sees that she's no longer texting him. And he sees her not responding to his texts as often as she did before. All of a sudden, that ex-husband or ex-boyfriend will make a strong attempt to win her back. And that confuses the single mother. And I heard this 3 times in my dating career where, you know, and I was going to go pick her up. She calls me. She goes, I hate to tell you this. It breaks my heart. I don't even know if I'm making the right decision, but I'm going to give my son's father one more chance. He just came. We talked about it. We've been talking about it for the past few nights and weekends, and we're going to do what's best for our son. Let me repeat that. We are going to do what's best for our son.
This won't be a popular statement,
but it'll probably make you think and reevaluate.
Remove from the relationship, and you'll probably find out you really don't have anything else to offer.
Girl, when I break you off, I promise that you won't.
Online dating in 2024 is like, you talk on the phone, you video chat, you plan a date, you confirm a date, you get ready to leave for the date, and 2 minutes before you're walking out the door, they cancel and ghost you. True story, bro.
Sounds about right.
Not only do so many men not care to date a single mom, but so many men value that. Dating as a single mom, you don't want to look for somebody that's just willing to deal with your kid or just okay with them. You want to find somebody that views your child as a blessing, as a bonus to the situation. And they exist. I became a single mom shortly after having my baby. I really wasn't looking for a relationship, but I did not think that it would be easy to find somebody that was wanting to date me. But that is just so far from the truth. I'm here to tell you. Does come with certain aspects that can be intimidating. I have certain rules set for myself that can be a little bit challenging to navigate. I have a certain amount of time set, or longer, whatever feels right, before I bring someone into my child's life. Now, this can be kind of stressful, especially if you're dating someone who has never dated a mom before or doesn't have kids themselves, because you're building this connection with them alone, and then eventually it comes time to introduce them to that aspect of your life, and you don't know how they'll react. They don't know how they'll react. It could be too much for them, but that's just part of the risk of dating as a mom. And that's why it is so, so important to maintain boundaries with them, with yourself. Don't get too attached to them. Make sure you're happy on your own. Just view it as fun. Don't be guarded. Keep an open heart, but be mindful. Know that no matter what happens, you're good. You've had this on your own. You can keep having it on your own. We're all kick-ass moms, single moms. Rise.
I want to find someone, but I refuse to online date.
Stop. Stop it. All that she said was a bunch of nothing. Was a bunch of nothing. And it's going to leave you where you are in the first place. Single. You don't even have to walk out the house because you're going to end up how you left. Single. With silly advice like that. What are you even saying? How is that even going to help? If you want to put guidelines and stipulations, go right ahead. Do whatever you're doing. But this type of, I'm just having fun and I'm just out here just chilling and just going with the flow. Girl, going with the flow is how you got yourself in that position in the first place. That's how you got yourself in the position in the first place. And now you want to elevate. It's really not that a lot of women have raised their standard. They just raised their walls. I guess you can do a little bit with that. I didn't mean it that way. They've raised their guard is what I mean to say. They decide, well, you know what? I acted this way, did not work, and now I'm going to be a little bit more cautious next time. How about instead of having fun, or how about you have fun, but you also look. You also be cautious. If you go to a party, you're not just going to allow anybody to just stand over your drink, over your food, or just mess with your friends. You're going to be going, I'm having fun, I'm having a good time, but I'm aware. A lot of these modern women aren't aware of what's going on. They end up having fun, going with the flow, and they get themselves in the predicament. And now they're arguing back and forth with the men about what they're going to accept. And a man's like, you can argue all you want, but we're not accepting that. Period. You need to be more aware of your surroundings, of what's happening in your life. and stop crying and saying, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean for this to. No, you allowed it to happen. It's nobody else's fault. Take responsibility and accountability.
And feel like that's the only way nowadays. Nah, as a single mom, I haven't found a single man that wants to date me.
Exactly.
I'm a single mom, and I actually almost never get approached. Maybe one day I'll open up. A real provider is willing to take your child in as their own. A lot of men think it's attractive that you're responsible and a good mom. They see wifey, not party girl. More mature men usually pursue single mums.
No, they don't.
A load of BS.
BS.
One thing I can say for sure is that everyone has their own preferences. However, a man who actively pursues a single mother is probably a man without many options, so he's settling for that single mother. While it's true that everyone has the right to choose who they date, the reality is that some men might pursue single mothers because they feel they have fewer choices. Women typically call men who date single mothers real men for stepping up, and for the ones who don't, intimidated. But what exactly is real about dating a woman that already has kids? It's more real to me that a man starts his own family from scratch. No man is intimidated by that. They're just choosing what's best for them.
Where it be?
So I'm 30 and single. And the number one question I get asked is, why are you still single? Mm-hmm. And I've been trying to figure out the reason. Like, I'm trying to put it into words as to why I'm so picky, I guess, quote unquote picky. And it's like, it's not that I haven't been on dates, or it's not that I haven't had boyfriends before, but it's more so that I just haven't been wowed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. It's not the whole like, oh, you shouldn't feel butterflies in your stomach. You shouldn't feel infatuated. Like,
all of them think they Google. All of them think they Meta. Paying top dollar. Ma'am, you're not paying nothing that a man would actually want at all. At all. Stop this.
I know. But I don't know if anyone feels this way, where you go on dates and you're not like, wow, that was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, am I wrong?
She hasn't been wowed because she's looking for perfection. If someone has been on numerous dates and still can't find a suitable partner, the issue likely lies with them, not their dates. This particular woman is in her 30s, an age where many women find themselves still searching for the right man.
They're going to have that wow factor in their 40s and 50s. Wow, I'm still single. Wow, I have a lot of cats. Wow, I have a lot of dogs. But no man.
The reason often is that the type of man they desire must meet all their criteria. In doing so, they prolong their dating journey, failing to realize that perfection doesn't exist. By seeking an ideal partner who checks off every box, they overlook the potential for genuine connection and miss out on meaningful relationships.
Three things you should know before you even consider dating a single mom. Number one, single moms are the only person in the dating pool that actually did forget to reply to your text because they were busy. No matter how interested she is in you, she's trying to get 1,000 things done and be in 1,000 places at once. Number two, you will never be number one in her eyes. Her kids are always going to come first, and you either have to be confident enough in yourself to be okay with that.
If she wanted to, she would. Get off TikTok.
Or politely, don't waste her time. And number three, download Plenty of Fish to find the best match for you.
Some men might consider these reasons valid enough to stay away. If a man feels he will never be a priority or even number one in a single mother's life, he might question why he should pursue a relationship with her in the first place.
Bro, stay off of Plenty of Fish.
For many men, feeling undervalued or secondary is a significant deterrent. They might worry that investing time and effort into a relationship where they're not a top priority could lead to frustration, and if it get to that point, they will eventually get fed up and walk away.
Are you going to cry about it, or are you going to boss up? First of all,
I'm going to do both.
I'm going to need you girls with kids to realize that you ain't got that many options.
Dang.
You lucky we even here. I mean, options is low. You better get what you can get. You're lucky. Because I just want y'all to think. Y'all be wanting dudes that's single, no kids, not entertaining no other female. But you got two baby fathers. And we supposed to pick up their responsibility and we have no kids. I just need y'all to process that. Like, we don't have to be here. Message.
Without even realizing it, he gave the game away. You notice how many times he said lucky? That's what it is. They want you to feel lucky. They want you to feel lucky that somebody like them would want you and you have kids. Lucky that somebody like them would want you and you have a high body.
You're thinking too much. You're thinking too much about it. There was no... We're trying to give you the game. Men don't try to hide things. One thing that some women don't understand is that men aren't... They're not... They don't try to be masters of deception. This is what I would like. This is what I need. This is what I'm looking for. This, this, and this. Can you do that? No. Let's find somebody else. There's no deception in that. Chad and Tyrone going to deceive you all day long. They're going to play games with you. But these real men that you say that don't exist, the good men, the average men, they'll be like, I'm not really looking for that. This is the way I'm looking to go in my life. And that's going to be the end of that. But you're going to say it's deception because you don't know how to handle or be in the presence of an actual dude.
Count. Lucky that somebody like them would want you and your plus size. They always want you to feel lucky. Why do they want you to feel lucky? Because again, he gave the game away. You want us to be faithful? They want you to feel lucky to be with them so they could dog you out. They really want you to settle for them, but they're trying to convince you that they're settling for you. Mm-hmm. Just because she has kids doesn't mean she doesn't have standards. They always jump on the internet and try to make it seem like their preferences are every man's preferences. Mm-hmm. Not every man wants a single mother. That's true. But not every single mother wants every man either.
But right. Not once that. Did that man lie. Some women do have multiple baby daddies and then expect single men to take on the responsibility. For a man to step into a woman's life with three kids, she should feel lucky because not many men are willing to handle that baggage. If what that man said wasn't true, why are so many single mums struggling to find men? Women can deny these facts all they want.
Listen, let's take out the word lucky. Let's take that word out. What if you said, well, I've got three or four kids. He's going to have to take on all of this. Well, real men wouldn't. No, get out your feelings. Think about what he has to. Even if you decide not to pursue things with that man, think about what you're putting on him, what you're making his response. Well, he don't have. No, listen and stop whining and crying. What is he going to have to take on? What is he going to have to do? Take a close look, a good look before you decide he's not for me. You don't got, because what some women are saying is, well, you don't have to worry about them. They're taken care of. They're good. Don't focus on them. You're just dating me. I should be happy. Right. And so the man's dating you. But then you introduce your kids. Are they going to be ghosts? Are they going to be floating around the house? Ooh, the ghost of my children. Ooh, they come out at night. Eat all my food up and they just turn into ghosts in the middle of the day. No, the man's going to be expected to come in and take care of the children. If he's not taking care of the children, his resources are expected to help and support with your children because you guys at that point would be a family unit. I don't know how hard that is to understand. So when a man comes to you, you being picky, like you're still single, like you're still just you. And you don't have no kids. But that man's going to have to take care of him at some point in time. So, yes, at some point in time, you should feel like, let me take a good look. Let me see if this man is checking all the boxes. Maybe he's not as tall as I want him to be. But maybe I got more kids than he would have liked. It's a trade-off. Some single mothers don't understand that.
But it's the absolute truth. Single mothers often face challenges in dating because many men are hesitant to take on the additional responsibilities of raising children who aren't their own. So again, they should feel lucky.
We're single moms. We're going to be in our PJs past noon.
We're going to have snack session at first. We're going to fall asleep on you, but also wake up before you.
Mm. We're single moms. We're going to have food in our hair from time to time.
And toys in our tote bags.
We're going to have games on our phones.
We're going to have wipes.
Wipes in our cars.
Wipes in our purse.
Wipes on our desk.
Wipes everywhere, just in case you need to clean your hands.
We're single moms. We'll also have hand sanitizer for when we run out of wipes.
The non-toxic kind, of course.
We're going to say be there in 5 minutes. But that means 30.
We're single moms. Sorry, that was actually my daughter that texted you back, not me.
Dating as a single mom, one of my biggest pet peeves, when you meet a man out, meet him on a dating app, online, at a club, wherever, follows you on Instagram, you post a picture of your kid, and all of a sudden you get that message that, oh my God, you're such a sweet mom. I didn't know you had a kid. Sir, why the f*** would you know I had a kid? Please tell me. Like you're pouring tequila down my throat in the club and I'm supposed to just be like, yeah, by the way, I have a child. And plus, like, why would...
Because you're acting like you don't have children. Because you're out here going crazy. What he's saying, without saying it, is that you're not exhibiting motherly behavior. Well, I'm cutting loose and da-da. I get it. But maybe you could cut loose off of social media. You guys don't want your man to have social media, right? Why you got it? Why you acting a clown? You ain't gonna put two and two together.
Why would I even tell you that? Like, I don't know you from Adam. I don't know you from a bucket of paint. Why would I inform you about my little chicken nugget that I have running around? Mm-hmm. That makes no sense. Like, it really makes no sense and it's baffling. Why do you feel the need to let me know that you know that I have a child? I know I have a kid. I don't need you to tell me that I have a kid. Mm-hmm. I see her every day. Like,
I don't understand this logic.
Exactly.
She posted a picture of her child on a dating app and is upset that a man commented on it. The simple solution is to not post your kids on dating apps or social media if you're going to be upset about it.
Silly.
This pet peeve was created by you, madam. If you don't want people to know you have kids, maybe don't expose them to the world.
You got women that will put that on child support simply because he moved in and he got a new girl. The girl is stressing him out. His baby mom's stressing him out. Now he's taking that out on you. You ain't even do nothing to him. It's a lose-lose either way. His baby moms get disrespectful. The chances of him checking her slim to none. You want to know why? If he pissed her off in any way, shape, or form, she could go right down to the courthouse. Or she could keep the kid from him. So he got to kind of walk on eggshells. And then as a woman, you don't respect him because it's like, why you don't ever check this bitch?
You know... I really want to just stop talking about dating altogether. It brings me no joy. Like, being in the dating pool, it brings me absolutely no joy. The only joy I get is eating a meal at a dinner table. The whole process, oh, what you doing? Good morning. Like, shut the fuck up. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. It's like, I don't get shit out of this, but I just can't stop. I admit, I do like the attention. But nothing ever lasts over 2-3 weeks. So it's like, I'm tired of going through that cycle too. I don't know. I'm just fucking tired, bro. I'm tired of everything. Like, life is just frustrating.
So let me get this straight. This woman doesn't get nothing from dating, but she can't stop because of the attention and thrill that she's getting from it. This is a woman who's only dating and not dating with intention. The only thing it sounds like she's looking for from dating is attention and validation. If you don't get nothing out of dating, why continue? Maybe the streets is where you belong, just saying.
Why have men become princesses? Please explain, because we're out here walking on eggshells thinking, oh my God, if I say one wrong thing, he's gonna run. If I am not feminine enough, if I'm not enough of a chase, he's gonna run. Because they're like, no, I want it how I want it, when I want it. You know, I want to text you when I want to text you, want to call you when I want to call you. And all of that is good and fine. But then if you're a little bit assertive as a woman, if you're like, you know, let's get to it, or what's the point, or you call them out on something, they're like, okay, I'm going to move on to the next girl who hasn't called my bluff yet. And they are princesses. Like, they take, what? Can they still take sarcasm? Where are the men? Where are they? I wonder. I think about it a lot because they have really been getting the princess treatment from women. Texting every day, good morning, text, good evening, good night. A girl's, you're giving them the red carpet treatment, and what are you getting in return? You're getting ghosted, and you're paying for your own drinks.
You're paying for your own drinks. Is that what this is all about? Because we are strong enough now to accept our emotions and talk about them, we finally let go of the toxic masculinity facade. Wait, is it wrong I became softer and more open? Walking on eggshells seems to be a common theme in dating nowadays. Perhaps it's because it is being driven by ego and not by people's hearts. It's double standards. Single life is not a bad life, guys. More than 10 years now, you'll dodge a bullet. This isn't about men becoming princesses. This is about men knowing their worth. This is about equality. Texting good morning is just basic communication. By the way, it's less than the bare minimum in a relationship. If you want to keep a man today, you've got to go above and beyond. We are in drizzle drizzle era after all.
Dating in your 30s is so weird because it's always, what do you do for fun? I don't know. I really don't. I work. I take care of my kids. I go home. I mean, I don't know. What is fun? Like, fun to me probably sounds like sitting in peace and quiet, relaxing for a few minutes, not hearing mama for about 10 minutes. I don't know. I mean, I don't really have a life outside of being a mom right now. I don't know what fun is.
Be careful with her. She has healed herself more times than you can ever even imagine. She wears her traumas like war paint, wiping her tears before they even have a chance to roll off of her cheeks.
I really hope this doesn't end up on the wrong side of TikTok.
Oh, I think it ended up exactly where it belongs.
A controversial opinion. I strongly believe that women who hate men can still be in happy, healthy relationships.
Well, that's certainly some kind of opinion.
I do not believe that men who hate women can be in happy, healthy relationships.
These feminist women are really exhausting. They're more sexist to men than men are to women. The scary part is some of these women are raising sons. This just goes to shows that some women think that they can do no wrong and men can't do no right. And they keep wondering why men have gone their own way.
No.
Give me
a phone. No. Listen to me right now. Give me a phone. I don't raise you to be like that. Do I disrespect you so you don't disrespect me?
I think this is a prank. Shane and Leanna, I think it is. I think they're married. I was in London when she was younger. They apparently still going strong.
Does your father disrespect you? Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
I'm sorry she said that to you. I'm sorry she said that to you. You don't disrespect him like that. That is unacceptable. He's not obligated to, but you don't have to disrespect anyone.
It's okay.
That isn't okay. I'm sorry she did that. Why would you want to hurt someone's feelings like that? Would you want him to say you're not my daughter? We're all a family here. We're all a blended family.
This might actually be a prank on Leanna. This might be. Shane probably set this up.
I'm talking to her.
Babe, I know, but you're not getting. I want to leave.
No.
I'm confused right now.
London. I'm talking to you.
I'm hurt right now, man.
You need to apologize.
It's fine, baby. It's fine. Can I get hurt?
This is not okay.
Babe.
I'm sorry. What kind of apology is that?
This is just one of the many things that stepfathers experience when they step into those pre-built families.
Fair point.
While this might have hurt him, this is the reality check that he needed. I just hope this was a very important lesson for him.
As a single mom, I know how isolating that can feel because I know when I first became a single mom and I grew up in a very religious, conservative family and community, I felt very alone. I felt very isolated in what I was going through.
Right.
And even though I had amazing friends, amazing family members who were there to help me through and support me and give me all the love that I needed, it still felt very isolating. And if you are feeling this way because you're going through a similar experience, and even though you have friends, even though you have family, they just don't get it, right? And so you end up talking about your experience, and so you feel unseen and unheard, and also just misunderstood.
There are three reasons why you should never chase a woman. The first reason why you should never chase a woman is because you start to get caught up in chasing the thrill rather than the connection. Sometimes the thrill and excitement of trying to win her over blinds you from whether or not you even like or connect with this girl. Boom. So ask yourself, am I even really into her, or am I just into the challenge of winning her over?
Yep.
The second reason why you should never chase a woman is the missed opportunities. Focusing all your energy on one girl who is not reciprocating means you might miss out on getting to know somebody who is genuinely interested and willing to put in the effort for a relationship with you. And number three, it decreases your value perception. When you chase somebody excessively, it inadvertently sends the message that you don't value yourself enough to require equal effort in return. Which,
just go find somebody else, man. And sometimes when a chick is bad, you'd be like, oh man, I really wanted this person. I definitely get it. Totally get it. Been there. But telling you from experience, just go find somebody else. They're not interested. They don't want you. They're not trying to want you. You're going to end up in the friend zone, wasting your money, buying them stuff, simping. Just don't do it. I know you're going to want to do it, and you're probably going to do it even with after me saying what I'm telling you. But don't do it, guys. Just find somebody else.
Decreases how much you're valued by the other person. As always, feel free to save this video as a reminder for why you should never chase a woman.
Chasing means someone is running. Learn to accept what you can't have. There's someone better who won't run. Good points. Don't force a round peg in a square hole. Let it happen organically and not forced. Then the women complain why he doesn't approach them. I asked a woman out and she said no. But I didn't get upset. I said okay and just acted like it never happened. 3 months later, she asked me if I still wanted to try. Don't chase them, just wait patiently. If you ever have to chase a woman, it just means she doesn't like you as much as you like her. Or maybe somebody else could be in the picture. The woman that genuinely like you will never have you jump through hoops to get her attention. She will just reciprocate. The games only comes from the one that doesn't really see a future with you. So they try and make you chase them to boost their ego.
Typically, men who grow up with a single mother tend to attract toxic women. It's a subconscious pattern that's playing in the background. Oftentimes, you neglect your own needs because you want to be so desperately different than how you saw your father treat your mother. Healthy women are typically not attracted to codependency and caretaking. Check your motivation for wanting to please her. Are you being genuine, or are you giving expecting something in return in order to feel loved, appreciated, and valued by this person? Resentment might build because no one can keep up with your level of giving, because it's not coming from an authentic place. It's coming from a wounded space. Most of the time, the women that you attract will take more than they give.
I want to say happy Father's Day to the moms.
Of course.
I do. This is going to make some people mad, but I don't care, because this is for the single moms, the divorced moms, the widowed moms, the moms in unsupportive and unloving relationships. Happy Father's Day to you.
The who? The moms. The moms. You have your day. Keep your day on your day. What are you doing?
You are amazing for doing both jobs. If no one else is celebrating you today, I hope you celebrate yourself. I hope you get yourself a sweet treat. I hope you have a glass of champagne. I hope you buy yourself a gift. You deserve it. You are doing
amazing. You can do that any
day.
This is terrible motivation. First of all, women cannot be both mothers and fathers. They can't do both jobs effectively. Secondly, why do we never see fathers playing the mother's role? You never hear a father say, since your mother isn't here, I'll play mommy too.
Clown.
Those sentences only come from women. A child needs both parental figures for balanced development.
They say this because they're a clown and ain't got nothing better to do. That's why they get on TikTok and say it, because they know there are going to be some other clowns out there talking about this foolishness, and they're going to build a community of clowns. And with all those clowns, I'd just be wondering, why don't you start a circus? Because that's all y'all going to be doing for the rest of y'all life. Maybe y'all can make a killing. Single Moms Clown Service. Clown Circus. Rides for everyone that wants to be silly when they get off. That's what you're going to be doing. I'm selling silliness. I'm selling stupidity and foolishness. For me to get my silly behind up on here on TikTok talking about on Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to you. No, ma'am, you already had a day. The day comes before men, too. It comes like a month before a guy celebrates his. Let that man have his day and stop being selfish. That's probably why you divorced right now. It's probably why you're single right now, because you can't figure out how to get out of your own way, how to stop being selfish.
Development. Fathers and mothers each bring unique qualities and perspectives to parenting. Fathers often provide guidance, discipline, and a sense of security that is hard to replicate. Just trying to play the daddy isn't enough. Children need that distinct fatherly presence and influence. And also, what about single dads on Mother's Day? Is she going to say the same thing?
Exactly. There's one thing you got to admit that women are really good at. It's making everything about themselves. And that includes Father's Day, or as I usually refer to it, National Custodial Interference Day, because so many men are denied access to their children by vindictive mothers on that day. Now, we all know there's going to be a host of single mothers putting up posts praising themselves for being dad and all that other stuff. But then there's also this.
So many women are let down by Mother's Day every single year. And I just want to give you permission. If you are one of those women who was let down on Mother's Day, match his energy. If he showed up with nothing, no card, no flowers, no gift, nothing, you show up with nothing.
As I said, they always make it about them. Here she's telling women to match his energy and give him the equivalent on Father's Day that she got on Mother's Day. But it begs the question, what did she do the prior Father's Day? You see, she's not going to talk about how she completely ignored him then. She's not going to talk about how in the year since then, she's done nothing but bitch and complain at him, never acknowledging or appreciating a thing he's ever done. Let's forget Father's Day. Let's just ask every man out there, when was the last time the woman you're in a relationship with showed you any appreciation, gratitude, or acknowledgement at all? The truth of the matter is, the majority of men will tell you the answer is never, or it's happened once or twice in the entire relationship. And good luck finding women who will acknowledge that that is indeed the case, that they have never shown any appreciation. Because to a woman, they will all claim they have, when the reality is, they haven't. Because as we all know, no matter how hard a man tries, no matter how much a father does, women will always say it's nothing more than the bare minimum. And gentlemen, it's time we stop tolerating that. It's the soft guy era. If they're not going to treat us like the kings we are, then we should indeed, as this woman says, match their energy. Give them in return exactly what they're giving us. Treat them the very same way they're treating us. Now, we all know they're not going to like that, and they'll be out making a ton of videos attacking men like this woman did. To which I say, too bad, so sad. Until you ladies decide to start showing men the respect and acknowledgement that they deserve, we have no obligation to show you any in return. We're going to indeed match your energy, not just on Mother's Day, but every day of the week. So buckle up, ladies. Stock up on your boxed wine, your cat food, and all the other things you need to cope, because men are done with it all and walking away.
First off, I don't even know why we have a day to show appreciation to our mates. That appreciation should be shown all the time for the efforts and time they put out into being a good parent. I honestly think men and women need to start treating each other with more kindness. We are not enemies here. Why is there always a fight between us?
All right, y'all. Oh, here's the deal. I'm about to share the uncomfortable truth about dating a single mom. Now, I've seen it all over the internet, and I decided as a single mother, let me just be honest.
I don't know how honest you want to be. Your baby daddy is being taken to jail. Samantha, be careful what you're about to say.
Let's get into it, family. Telling on myself, but it's all good.
Number one, you will have less availability. Can't be too flexible with the scheduling. It is what it is. Number two, there will be more expectation. When a child is involved, you are dating intentionally, you're going to be looking for more because it's not just about you. It's about your babies too. Number three, this goes along with the last one, more picky or pickier. I'm not sure which one is grammatically correct. Number four, more intentional. There will be less games being played. Can't speak in extreme, but I would assume most women that have children are going to be way more intentional. Number five, the potential of more responsibility. Goes well, you'll be a stepdad. What does come with more. Number six, the potential of more baggage. Number seven, maybe way more mature.
If it goes well.
Sure, to the increase of responsibility of caring for a child.
I am so glad you was honest. But why should a man accept that as opposed to finding someone without kids? All the responsibility and none of the rewards. I can already hear, you're not my dad. And don't talk to my son-daughter like that. Just stay away. Too much hassle. Single mums are big red flags. Stay away, men. Single parents, period. As a single dad, I agree with this. Especially the lack of respect of my time I give you.
Dang.
Could be with my kids instead. I appreciate the truth coming from a single mother herself. But all of those reasons sounds good enough to stay away from dating a single mother. It is always and will always be better to start your own family.
Listen, I think we'll leave it here. I just want to say, my man, I'm not going to shame you for whatever you decide to do. I'm really not. If you come back, you find somebody that's a single mom, even if she do you wrong, I ain't going to shame you for that. Because that's your decision as a man. Like I've said in some of my other videos, I'm assuming that you've done your due diligence. And when you step into that ring, then you know what was about to come. You know what you need to duck. You know what you need to dodge. You know what punches you need to throw. Your foot movement, your head movement, coordination, all that is squared away. And if you run into problems, I'm assuming you know how to handle them. That's all I'm going to say. They got a lot going on. They're going to expect various things from you, whether you like it or not. And if you decide to sign up for that, then I got to let you go. That's what you're looking for. That's what you're hunted for. Go your own way. Godspeed. But what I will say is be ready for it. Be careful. I don't want to hear no complaining, crying, and moaning if it turns up the way everybody said it would, because they warned you. And you got to be willing to say, well, despite what everybody else said, I hear that, and I'm willing to take the risks. Men always got to live with risk. As men, we always got to take whatever it is in every situation. And dating is no different. The buck always stops with us. So like I said, go do your own thing. Be safe out there. Do your homework. Ask those questions. If she get mad and she want to leave and she don't want to meet nobody, no, ma'am, you're going to have to meet my mama. You're going to have to meet my granny. You're going to have to meet my daddy. I'm going to bring you around my sister and see what she think of you. I'm a man. I can only see so many things. But my sister going to pick up on that silly stuff that you got going on. And I'm not about to spend my time, my money, and my energy on somebody that's going to be acting foolish. And she just playing and pretending right now. Go ahead over there and talk to her and see if you can get along. Have at it. But that's just my opinion. Appreciate Cosmic Verse for the video. Go check him out. Once again, to the next video, I'm out.